So the subject is building trust, and I think, well, like all of the topics we do, but this one particularly, building trust in a time when many basic ideas of human nature are being tested. So the trust from ourselves, of you could say like government even, or many direct dimensions of life. And trust within relationships. So, very powerful topic. And just in my own experience, seeing how that when there isn't, if there's any kind of uncertainty or doubt, then it can lead to a lot of confusion in the mind. So, I think it's a really vital topic, especially in today's climate. So, I'm not going to say any more because we have Joanna Kito, who is live with us. I love saying that, from the Isle of Man. And I visited Joanna last year, I think it was, wasn't it? Was it
Yeah,
2019?
this time last year, almost to the
Yeah,
day.
June. Was it June? No, not June. That's the TT.
No, September you came last time.
September. Oh, so this time last year, I was in the Isle of Man, a lovely, lovely place. And I've been there twice, and each time there's been the thought, wouldn't it be a lovely place to live? And it would be a lovely place to live, especially now, actually. I think Joanna might share a little bit about what things are like there. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful island, really fresh and very refreshing. And Joanna looks after the Brahma Kumaris activities on the island and has been there for, I think she originates from the Isle of Man anyway, from family background. But just a very brief intro of Joanna. I've known her personally for many years, especially when she came to the Lighthouse Retreat Center for retreats. One of her pet interests is, or key interest is, the environment and the green aspect of life. I'm very much up on that and keen on that. But just generally teaching meditation and many courses to do with self-development for many, many years. She was in Hong Kong for a while as well. When did you go to the Isle of Man to serve?
1993, four.
Oh, see, well, goodness me, 1994. So 26 years ago, he went there. So I'll leave Joanna to fill out any many of the details. But we're in for a real treat with her to share on this topic, building trust. So I'm just going to pass over to Joanna, and Dr. Joanna, I should add, actually, because she's a doctor in psychology, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lectures in psychology.
Thank you.
Great. So over to you, Joanna.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark. And it's nice to be in Worthing for a short time, although perhaps I should be inviting you all to come here to the Isle of Man because we're in a very privileged position over here. The fact that we've been out of lockdown since June. So we're kind of completely free to roam, and we don't need to wear masks, and we don't need to social distance. So I'm just giving you all some hope that there are places still where life continues pretty much as normal, although, of course, with things changing in the UK. It's obviously having an impact over here in the sense that they're preparing for a possible new outbreak over here during the winter months. And also, of course, we're not really able to travel freely to the UK. I mean, we can go, but when we come back, we have to self-isolate. And so, it's not ideal. I certainly haven't felt very motivated yet to leave the island. So I'm here for the time being, I think. Anyway, let's move on to the topic for today. And it's such a big topic, really, this thing of trust. And I suppose I've just picked out some personal thoughts about it. And hopefully we might have a little bit of time at the end for any of your comments or questions on this area. And Mark mentioned these three different areas, which I think is useful, is really useful to explore, and that is trust in others, which I think probably is the context in which we most often think about trust, this thing about trusting others. But also I think there is this thing of trusting in the self. And thirdly, this maybe more spiritual aspect, and that is trusting in life, you know, trusting in the bigger picture. And I think probably that has been very challenging for people at the moment. So let's just go bit by bit and explore each of these aspects. So let's start with trusting others, this whole area of trusting others. And I remember somebody saying to me not so long ago, can you ever trust anyone 100%? And there's a little story about that, which I'd like to start by telling you. And this is a BK friend of mine. And this actually happened many, many years ago. And she'd been through something, and at the end of it, she'd felt quite let down by the situation or by the person. And she happened to go to Madhaban, to our spiritual headquarters, which is in India, in Rajasthan, in India. And at that time, the administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris was one of our senior teachers, one of the daddies, in fact, and some of you may have known or experienced meeting Daddy Janki, for example, who was the head up until quite recently when she passed away in March. But prior to that was Daddy Prakash Mani. And Daddy, just for those of you who may be unfamiliar with this term, Daddy means elder sister. So it's just a very fond way of addressing those people who were around during the time of the founder, when Brahma Baba was there. So she went to Madhaban, and she was feeling so disappointed that she asked that very same question to Daddy Prakash Mani. And she said to her, you know, I just really feel that you actually can't trust anyone. And Daddy said to her, well, let's see if you can just rephrase that a little bit. Just think of it in this way. I always consider that you can trust most people. You can trust most people 95%, but you have to give that 5% leeway. And so this person, this friend, she went back after her stay, and something else happened when she got back. And a friend, she found out that a friend had been saying some rather not very pleasant things about her to other people. So it was another test, but she remembered what Daddy Prakash Mani had said. And rather than feeling let down or disappointed, instead she thought to herself, well, that's just her 5%. So in that way, she was able to reduce her expectation and just to let go and see something perhaps a little bit deeper in the situation, you know, the learning. And I really feel that all these situations that we come into where we might be let down or something happens that we're not expecting, then there is always that deeper learning, and if I can trust in that, then often I can get through the situation so much easier. But I think this thing, it got me thinking about how sometimes we can maybe through trusting people or wanting to trust people, we can actually end up by having maybe unrealistic expectations about what their actual capacity is. And I think also it trust can be very dear to us as individuals. You know, I might, well, and I think I often have fallen into this trap of having certain values. You know, like, for example, I really value reliability, and I really value things like punctuality. And so I do try to really do that myself. You know, I try to live those values myself. And I think that's where values are really good, where we have certain values and then we apply them in our everyday life. But where values can be a problem is where we try to impose those values on other people, because, you know, we think, well, those are really good values that I've got, and so why doesn't everybody have those values? But again, I think this becomes an unrealistic expectation. And I think trust can sometimes fall into that category of being an expectation. And also sometimes people can be very trustworthy in some areas and really not in other areas, and that can be a little bit confusing at times. And I think what I've learned in this is with some people not to focus so much on their behaviours, but much more on their deeper intentions. And we have someone who's been coming to the centre for years, and Jasmine knows him very well. And he's really such a lovely character. And in terms of, and I suppose here I kind of distinguish between trusting in someone, you know, in their deeper kind of basic intentions, which I think is very different to actually trusting people with something. Because this particular person, like I say, I have a lot of trust in this individual. But in terms of trusting him to kind of do anything that he says he's going to do, or be anywhere on time, or anything like that, I've learned that I've really had to let go of those kinds of expectations. So this has been really important for me to kind of separate those two things out. And I would say that what I would say is that sometimes, particularly what I saw with him, is that he doesn't like to say no. And so he ends up taking on far too much. And when you ask him to do something, he says yes, 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 but actually isn't able to do it. And so it's like his capacity is just not there in terms of actually delivering the goods, you know, delivering what you've trusted him to do. So from a spiritual perspective, it does actually take a certain amount of spiritual power to be a trustworthy kind of person. And I think particularly these days, and certainly within what I've learnt with the Brahma Kumaris, this sort of particular time that we're going through, there are just so many stresses that people are under. And of course, all of this has been accentuated, like you know, by multi-million fold in the past 6 months or so. There's so many stresses, but also I think there is just so many influences that people are under. And so it can be really unrealistic to have to really trust people in that way. Even in the area, and I think perhaps this is the areas where we maybe feel most let down is as in the example of my friend, where somebody that you really trust, you find out that actually they've been saying not so nice things about you. Or I think that in those kind of areas, often we can feel quite disappointed, maybe even angry, quite hurt. There are all kinds of different feelings that I might go through when I hear something like that. But can I, at that moment, you know, like my friend did, can I say, well, that's just their 5%? Because I do feel that at this time, it's so important to keep ourselves in line with our true, original, innate qualities, our true nature. And some of you may be familiar with the teachings of the Brahma Kumaris about the understanding that we are all spiritual beings, and that our true nature is, of course, deeply trustworthy. Our true nature is love, peace, and power. But when we come under influence, then it's very easy to actually be influenced. And I'm sure we've all been influenced at some time or another where we've maybe slipped into that trap of saying something not very nice, or and it is a weakness. But when I have a weakness, or when somebody else shows weakness, how do I respond to that? You know, it's a bit like if someone's down, do I just kind of give them another kick? Or do I try to lift them up? And if somebody has let me down, well, you know, maybe I may rethink how much time I want to spend with that person in the future. And that's fine. But what are my internal feelings? What's going on inside me? Because that's the important thing that I really need to resolve. And can I really find it in my heart to have that big-hearted response and give that person that leeway and create a feeling within myself of letting go, forgiveness, love, something that's understanding, perhaps, you know, deep understanding of people's frailties, particularly, as I say, particularly at the times, in the times that we're in at the moment. And then it's like I've raised my vibrational level in response to what could be perceived as a negative situation. And of course, I think this is something that I've been thinking about a lot. And it's such a simple understanding that whatever happens, whatever is happening, can I still keep my vibration high? Can I still align myself with my true, original, spiritual, innate nature? And therefore I'm uplifting the situation rather than creating more negativity. So it's like, can I meet a negative with a positive rather than meeting a, you know, the natural response is to meet a negative with a negative, but then it just carries on like that. So in terms of trusting others, That's one of the things I've been thinking about. Now, in terms of trusting in the self, I think that actually the process is probably very similar, because sometimes we do let people down and then we feel bad about it, usually. And there may be cases where I feel that I've abused somebody's trust. But again, if I put it in that framework of understanding that the pressures, the stresses, the influences on people, and of course that's on myself as well, then again, I can just be big-hearted about it and show myself a lot of understanding, and have that really loving and forgiving attitude towards myself, and really look for the learning in it. So if I have, because sometimes it is just that one thing that I've let somebody down because I've just taken on too much. And I need to look at that and see where I'm overstretching myself and where I maybe need to make changes. So I think also, again, trusting in that deeper aspect of myself, my innate nature. And some of you who've come along to the retreat center, you may well have received or have come to any of the events over the years, you may well have received a little blessing card. And I think these are very valuable, because when we keep these blessings, it's like they're really good to look at when I'm feeling perhaps not so very positive about myself, because it reminds me of what my true potential really is. And I remember when I first, the very first time I got a blessing, which was, you know, back in, I don't know, it must have been about 1989 or something. And it was about being victorious, and it was about having faith and being victorious and keeping my happiness. And I've always kept that blessing. And in fact, I had another blessing afterwards, which only a few months later, and it was very, very similar. So I've always kind of kept those two. And they've been incredibly supportive to me over the years, and particularly in terms of this thing of trusting in my own ability to overcome the challenges that happen in life, which I suppose is part of the trusting in life aspect, because it shows, you know, because I think sometimes there can be periods where we're faced with a challenge, and there is. And I know theoretically, I know that I need to be able to trust that this situation is for my growth, and that there is going to be benefit in it, because that's the understanding that I've worked with for many years, since I've been practicing meditation and Raja Yoga. But there are times when that trust is has been really tested strongly, and there can be a kind of period of darkness where I just cannot see the learning, and some people may be feeling like this at the moment in terms of what's going on, or what's going on in the broader picture, where it just seems really, really challenging to be able to see any benefit whatsoever. But I have always just held on to these blessings. I've held on to this understanding. And I know that if I can just get through that dark period, that the light will eventually dawn. And I've experienced this so many times where I've just thought, well, I think they're really wrong this time. I think it's really wrong this time. There's really no benefit in this at all. But later on, I thought, oh, yeah, okay, I understand this now. I really see what it's about, and I really see how positive this has been for me in the long run. And I'll maybe share something a bit later about this. But I just want to go back to building trust with others. Of course, it always starts with the self. If I want to trust others or encourage other people to be trustworthy, perhaps, then I do need to try to model those qualities as much as I can. And I feel qualities that go with building trust or enabling people to trust me more are these ones of reliability and also consistency, particularly emotional consistency. And I think this can sometimes be difficult because, you know, we may all go through kind of ups and downs in life, but I've certainly found that just to try to be on a kind of even keel with people and to always respond to them from a place of positivity, even if I'm going through a lot of stuff myself. I do try and do that. But also I maybe need to be honest when I can't manage that and be upfront with people. Because I think where I can't be trustworthy deliver what I've been trusted with, or have let somebody down, then rather than trying to kind of cover it up and make excuses, it's really better to be just completely honest. And I think that honesty is what helps people to trust me. But also in terms of giving my trust to others, because I think sometimes if we've been let down, we might feel, oh, you know, I really can't trust anybody. But sometimes we do need to give people our trust, but without having too much expectation. If, you know, if they've let me down in the past, then I may experiment again with trusting them with something. But I may do that with not with such high expectation, and maybe with the understanding that, you know, maybe something that's not going to have too much serious sort of outcome if it doesn't get done or whatever. But there is that spiritual law that, you know, if you want love, you need to give love. If you want respect, you need to give respect. So maybe it also works with trust. If I want trust, then maybe I need to give trust. And actually, it's something that I did experiment with this individual that I was that I mentioned earlier. We do a meditation down in the south of the island on a Saturday, and it's in a community centre. And this person, he lives down there. He lives very close, in fact, to the venue where we go for this meditation. And so it felt like a natural thing a kind of convenient thing to give him the responsibility of taking care of the key to this building. And this person has had a lot of trouble with keys in the past, in other contexts. But anyway, I decided that I would entrust this key to him. And with the key, of course, you had to get there on time. Well, you had to get there more than on time. You really needed to be there a good 20 minutes in advance, so that there is time to kind of set up and so that you're all ready for when people arrive. And I have to say that it did take a little bit of time. And we had, you know, a number of instances where we were all kind of standing on the doorstep and it was raining and there was no key and this person didn't show up. But the good news is that after a few years, now he is like really, really good and really, really reliable. And he's always there. Now he's usually there about half an hour before. And in fact, we arrive about 20 minutes before. We walk in and it's all set up and there he is, looking very pleased with himself usually. So that for me was a real success story in terms of just enabling somebody to prove that actually they could be trustworthy, and giving them that trust, and them really, and I think that's something that with children, it's something that's important to experiment with, you know, giving them that trust, but maybe not making it something that where the consequences would be too disastrous. So let's see, what else have I got here? Yeah, trusting in life and trusting in the bigger picture. I'd just like to go back to that as I've got, well, maybe five more minutes, perhaps. Yeah, because I would say for myself, over the last 3 or 4 years, I've had this autoimmune illness that's really, really tested me a lot in terms of trust, because I've had to, I've had to deal with a lot of discomfort, a lot of pain, not really getting much support because it's something that it's quite a rare condition. Nobody really knows what to do with it. And there have been times where I've thought, well, you know, what's really the benefit in this? And I think being able to trust myself in terms of understanding that I do have the resources to be able to deal with this challenge, because like I said before, sometimes I felt that sometimes I just felt, you know, I really don't have that. I don't really have the capacity to deal with it. But when I've stopped thinking about myself as this sort of limited personality, you know, Joanna, and seen myself or experienced myself more in terms of my unlimited nature, myself as a soul, as a being, and that I'm on my soul journey, and that everything that's coming to me is for my growth and is for my development, then I've really been able to let go of that control. And this sometimes is one of the most difficult things, is that we often have an idea about how we want life to be and how we want our lives to be. And of course, often it just is not like that. And so I've had to really work a lot on just living each day as it is, just living each one day at a time, and being very accepting of what I can do and what I can't do. And understanding that it has really, really enabled me to find a resourcefulness within myself and a much deeper trust, because I think it's, you know, can I trust in life? And trusting in life is very connected to trusting in God, or I would say trusting that there is this loving intelligence who is always there for me and always always kind of loving me and supporting me. And that, when I can really tune into that, it's such a kind of life-changing experience to have that underlying trust, you know, where the things that you sort of see in your physical everyday experience are really very difficult and very challenging, but underneath it all, where I can just understand that on a spiritual level everything is actually okay. And I've had these three phrases which I picked up somewhere along the line, and it's something that I keep, I often say to myself, and you may find it helpful, because on a spiritual level these are the three things: you are safe, you are loved, all is well. So just to keep that as a kind of a mantra, when I look at the bigger picture, whatever's going on the surface, when I really dig down to the deeper, maybe invisible spiritual reality, and just have that trust in it, then life unfolds in a completely different way. And I'm able to greet these challenges with a completely different perspective. And then I really start to trust myself, because I can actually experience all the deeper resources that I have and really bring them into all the situations that come up in the day-to-day unfolding of events. So I think I would like to maybe just stop there, and just see if anybody's got any comments or questions. Comments.
Yes, if anyone has got a question, please either type it into the chat, or alternatively just raise your hand, or your click on reactions and click on the thumbnail, a thumbs up, and I'll unmute you to ask your question. If anyone's got anything, a comment, or just want to clarify something or question. Paul was saying, Om Shanti, thank you so much for the very meaningful and relevant topic. Thank you. In the meantime, there's also this idea of kind of our ultimate goal or destination in the spiritual realm. In the sense of where we're leading to in a spiritual journey or a journey of life. Mm. And, there can be many obstacles to that, as we all experience. Would you like to say anything about trust in that area?
Sorry, just say that again, Mark.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, we're on everyone who's on this call is in everyone's own way involved in a kind of spiritual journey, trying to achieve something better. Means more qualities, more strengths, something better in themselves. And so many obstacles can come in the way, the ones outside and the challenges inside your own self. And so sometimes you can think, well, am I going to get anywhere? Is this destination? For some people, maybe they clear destination, but still obstacles, and others not really quite sure where they're actually going, but no they want to get somewhere. So would you like to say something about trust in that context?
Yeah, just somebody just asked me to repeat those three sentences again. So I'll just say that first. Yeah, so the three phrases are, you are safe, you are loved, all is well. I feel that with our spiritual journey is, I think one of the things that's been most helpful for me has been the understanding that in a way, although we are on a journey, in a way we're already there, and having that trust in my original way of being is who I truly am. So it's not that I have to kind of try and be someone that I'm not, but actually it's just about gradually, all I'm doing gradually is removing all those aspects of myself that get in the way of me being this true, beautiful, brilliant, shining, amazing, powerful being that I truly am. And really having faith in that, and I suppose faith and trust, they're all very deeply, deeply connected, but having that faith that I am already that, rather than, you know, this is going to take a long time and I don't think it's really true. Maybe it's true for some people, but it's not true for me. But actually we all are those, you know, our original way of being is that. And, we don't have to kind of slog our guts out to be that. We are that. But can I just trust in it? Can I just relax into it? Can I allow myself to be that? Because I think we often block ourselves by all the negative. So much it's actually what we say to ourselves in our minds. This is just the ego mind, you know, the ego mind just blocks, and it's deliberate, you know, our ego is always trying to block our access to who we truly are. And so it will come up with every trick in the book to block and to kind of throw us off the track, if you like. But if I can just understand that, you know, a lot of the stuff that's going on in my own mind is actually just a kind of story that my ego is telling me about myself, and that it's actually not true at all. And if I can just rest in and this is where meditation, of course, is really helpful, where I can just rest and experience my true original being, my power, my beauty, my fullness, my completeness, that I am complete. There's just nothing lacking from me. And when I can just rest in that, then I can learn to ignore all the kind of ego mind chatter that goes on. So I feel that trust in something deeper, and learning to ignore the sort of stuff that tells me otherwise is actually quite crucial. Does that address your question, Mark? Your question?
It was Mark, yeah. Yes, it does. Thank you very much. Yeah, I can certainly relate with the idea that underneath it all, there is that perfection and beauty, and actually that whole string of descriptions you gave was very beautiful and very appealing. And yes, kind of, I suppose it's the ultimate spiritual truth in a way, isn't it? And we're removing the obstacles.
And I think this thing of really deeply understanding that happiness only can come from outside, because I know that you know, we still subtly rely on so many things, and of course a lot of those things have been withdrawn from us, you know, during all this lockdown period, the things that we kind of naturally took our happiness from. So in a way, it forces us to look inside. I mean, either we can get frustrated about not having access to the things that we normally have access to, or we can actually just feel very grateful for what we have. I mean, I think, you know, I sort of think of you know, refugees who are out in the open, and, you know, how lucky we are to be able to have a place that we're actually locked down in for a start. Mm-hmm. So I think this sort of gratitude is really key, but also this understanding that I do have everything inside, and my happiness is an internal is internal, and I can be happy no matter what is going on around me. You know, if I learn that's something that comes from within.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much. We've got a few questions that have just popped in over the last few minutes. One is, do you think there comes a time when you trust yourself, even when someone keeps letting you down in a big way? That is, is it time to look after my own self-respect?
Yeah, I think, it is. It is. And just to let go of the expectations that people will, you know, can be trustworthy sometimes, and not to have a kind of negative vibe about that, you know, just to have a kind of big heart about it. And certainly because I think it's absolutely true that where I feel hurt is when I don't, you know, when I'm not keeping my self-respect, because I feel that person has disrespected me by abusing my trust. But where I have self-respect, then I can just say, well, you know, just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I trust in myself and just let it go.
Wonderful, thank you. Someone's saying, Halloween. Someone is saying, hello, incompetence. I had the deepest trust for myself and do not recall many times when I did not have trust in myself. My world has fallen apart because I trusted an individual who I love deeply. I feel a lot of guilt and sadness. I just cannot shake it because I believe the individual knows I trusted myself and trusted them. I don't know how I will recover because I was always resilient and happy, a happy, loving soul. So I think it's more a happy and loving soul. I mean, I'm not in contact with them anymore, which took me by deepest shock. I've lost a lot, and including my health. And thank you very much for sharing. So obviously, I'm not going to share the person's name; it's incompetence. But would you like to share anything on that?
Well, I would just say, you know, please keep your trust in yourself and in your soul journey, because this is part of your soul journey. And I know when something like this happens, it is a big shock. And I have to acknowledge that. But once the shock, you know, over time, if I can let go of that and really see that I will become very strong through this. And I know you're in that middle phase, that dark patch that I talked about earlier, where it's very difficult to see any kind of benefit in it, you know, any kind of sort of positive in it. But if you can just hang on in there and try to really connect with those original, those qualities that you used to have, because they are qualities, they are your qualities. And so they haven't gone away just because you're not experiencing them at the moment. They're still your qualities. And just by having faith in those qualities that they will start to come back and you will be able to continue with your life. You know, that's, yeah, just hang on in there, basically. Mm-hmm. And keep listening to things like this, because these are the things that really, really help us, I think.
Yeah, I can certainly echo that myself also, that it is a journey, and you never know what life's going to, you could say, throw at you, or what kind of challenges you're going to have to cross. And we have a saying called "all of a sudden" in Brahma Kumaris, and meaning that stuff happens all of a sudden. You weren't even thinking it might happen, but it suddenly does. And then it calls on your resilience or whatever strength you've got, or just tested you to the down to the what do they call it, down to the bone, or not, whatever the expression, down to the metal.
Test you to the max, isn't it, or something?
Yes, so we go for that one. Test you to the max.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There are circumstances like that. But
yes.
But yeah, they are there to make us stronger. Even though sometimes when people say that at the time, you think, oh, it's too much to take on. But yeah. In time.
Wonderful. So getting lots of thanks coming through. Maybe you'd like to lead us into a meditation, Joanna. Yeah.
Okay,
we won't have any background music because it never worked very well in Zen.
Yes, I know that. Yeah, okay, that's great. All right, so let's just take a few moments to really withdraw our attention inside, letting go of all the distractions around me and relaxing into myself. And I look deep within myself and I find that I have so many treasures within me. And there are times when the limited aspect of myself may find it difficult to access these treasures. But if I can just take a little time to go deep, to relax, to trust that at the core of my being, this great treasure store is there. Perhaps you could visualize like a treasure chest, and opening that treasure chest and seeing within it all the sparkling jewels, diamonds, precious stones, beautiful jewelry, golden coins, and that these are all aspects of my inner self. So can I take this time to really experience these treasures that lie within me? And maybe some of them may need a little bit of polishing. I may not have used them for some time. But if I can look at my life at the moment and ask myself, what do I really need at the moment? And maybe normally I rely on something else fulfilling that need, someone or something from outside. But instead, can I look into my treasure store and find what it is that I need, and have that self-compassion to be able to give that to myself. Perhaps I may need understanding or love, or a feeling of comfort. So let me find that in my treasure store. Let me experience that for myself. Let me have the big-heartedness to give that to myself. And then when I'm able to give that to myself, then I can also give that to others. Let me trust in my unlimited, amazing, beautiful, powerful, true potential. Om Shanti. I am a peaceful being. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joanna, for a very beautiful sharing and finishing off with such a nice meditation, taking us into that the essential nature of the self, isn't it? Inner peace, the ultimate solution, Om Shanti. So, thank you.